And so now I invite you to close your outer eyes if you have not already done so. Just take a few healing breaths, breathing in, holding it for a few seconds, and then releasing, exhaling. Allow your body to relax and your mind to clear. Just be willing to let go of any worries or fears or thoughts of less than, in order to turn within to that inner sanctuary of your own soul. It only takes a moment. It only takes a moment to turn away from the struggles of the outer world to the truth of your being, to the power and presence with which you are one. So open your heart at this time to God's pure, unconditional love, healing power, guiding light, soothing peace, sustaining strength, and ever-abiding goodness. Know that the power within you is greater than the power in this world. Know that you are more than your thoughts. You are more than your emotions. You are more than your body. You are spirit. You were created in the image and likeness of God. You are an individualized expression of the living spirit. Myrtle Fillmore wrote, "Each day you should have a period of stillness when your soul may gather sustaining power and restoring life. God gives freely. It is up to us to keep the receiving channels open." So let us prepare to do that now. If you have a question on your heart, a dream that might be unfulfilled or maybe on its way to being fulfilled, if you have a struggle in your soul, a need for physical healing, healing of a relationship, a prosperity thought, or a need for peace, just take that now into your soul. If you simply this morning have an overwhelming feeling of gratitude, take that into your soul. Turn your pivotal soul away from any appearances of lack to the good of your being. Reawaken to the truth. Claim divine guidance now. Claim divine wisdom. Allow it to fill your very soul in such a way that any negative thoughts and emotions are dispelled. Do this for a few moments now in the silence. So now let us come together as a greater church community to accept our good in full and abundant gratitude. One with the very mind of God, we embrace infinite possibilities. With every thought, we reveal more joy, more life, more love, and we are grateful. And so it is, and we simply say, Amen. And now let's end our time of prayer and meditation by joyfully singing our Lord's Prayer.